Back to the aftermath of Friday's storm, we heard from some of the hundreds of thousands of people without water, power and communications earlier, and from ESB Networks, who told us that around 100,000 homes and businesses could still be without power next week. Dr. Paul Cuff is with us. He's Assistant Professor in the School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering at University College Dublin. Dr. Cuff, thank you very much for coming in to us. Is our electricity infrastructure particularly vulnerable to bad weather?
Well, in a sense it is. I thought you had a representative from ESB Networks on the programme earlier, and one of her more interesting statistics, I thought, was that she said we have about 150,000 kilometres of distribution network. So these are the circuits that are taking power out from the central transmission grid, which is operated by Airgrid. But these circuits, which are owned and operated by ESB Networks, take the power out from that and bring it to the homes and businesses. 150,000 kilometres. This is a huge network. If you look at the average on a proportion to our population, that's six times over the European average. So for the size of our country, we have this very physically expansive network.
Why?
Well, I mean, some of it comes down to development patterns of habitation in the country. We have a lot of one-off development. We have people living spaced out along roads, which means that you have no choice ever since rural electrification, that you've got these power lines snaking along, winding along every boreen in the country, which just means you're that much more exposed. There's that much more network to repair after a storm.
And in those parts of the country, the distribution network is made up almost entirely of overhead lines that are exposed to the weather and to trees. What are the options to go underground, and would it cost a fortune?
Well, so I said 150,000 kilometres, a huge network. I think about 20% of that is underground. So there is a lot of buried conductors to make it up our distribution network. It is much more expensive, though. So estimates might be three, four, five, six times as expensive, for the equivalent installation of a power line. So we've got a big network, so it's expensive already. We're already paying over the odds, if you like, compared to most countries, to build and maintain this very, very big network. If you're to try and bury the whole thing, we're paying even more again, so it becomes very problematic.
We're going to get more. We've had a lot of storms in recent years, and by all accounts we're going to get an awful lot more in the near future and further ahead. So what could be done, aside from putting everything underground? What could be done to make infrastructure more resilient in the meantime?
Okay, well, so, I mean, I think we should acknowledge, first of all, that, I mean, I know it's hugely frustrating for all the many people who have been without power and are still without power. It's terrible to be deprived of electricity. Electricity is great stuff. But I think I do need to acknowledge that there has been a lot of investment to harden our distribution networks. There's been various programs that ESB Networks have done to roll out more sectionalizing switches, automatic reclosers. They have buried certain things. They've moved in certain areas from wooden poles to steel poles. You can do stuff by cutting back vegetation. So there's lots of things you can do, and they have done. If that hadn't been done, the impact would be yet more severe again. I suppose we feel it more with every passing year, in that more and more of what we do in day-to-day life depends on electricity. You need to charge your phone and your laptop.
And there's more extreme weather.
So certainly you can continue to try and harden your network. Like I say, it's a big network, so it's going to be expensive. You will never get to a situation where you can withstand any storm. You're always going to be to some degree exposed.
What about backups?
As you mean backup supplies of electricity?
Yeah.
So that wouldn't really be that helpful. Just so your listeners understand, a typical outage might be we have a power line operating at 20,000 volts, a pole collapses, a tree bashes into it, and it has to be de-energized. Everyone along the whole length of that line now will lose power. Even if they did have generators or solar panels or batteries, it doesn't actually help. Electricity is dangerous. 20,000 volts of electricity is ferociously dangerous. You can't play fast and loose with these things. You have to de-energize that line until you have a crew has gone out in a van and you have absolute confidence that it has been remediated properly up to all the relevant technical and safety standards. And only then can you re-energize the line. So whether or not you have generation along that line, it doesn't actually solve that problem.
The government in the run-up to the general election, the Taoiseach at the time, Simon Harris, was looking for a separate Department of Infrastructure. Now, it didn't eventually form part of the programme for government. The department is now part of the Department of Public Expenditure. Do you think that would have made a difference here to have a specialised Department of Infrastructure within government?
So that's a political question. I don't know. I wouldn't have too strong an opinion. It puts me in mind of I saw some comments in a newspaper interview recently from the kind of outgoing Minister Eamon Ryan, who stood down a few months back with the remit for a lot of these things. And he pointed up, kind of reflected on his career, that in many cases trying to get environmental projects over the line, whether that's wind farms or the power lines to support them, the planning process really, really can impede and slow down that. Now, probably ESB networks, not so much. Most of what ESB networks do is actually exempt from planning. They have easements, they can go in and do stuff. So they're probably not as exposed to that. But I think if we zoom all the way out and look at the big picture, I think I'd agree with Eamon Ryan. I don't think we're particularly good at big infrastructure projects in Ireland. They're slow and expensive.
Dr. Paul Cough, thank you for coming in. Just Paul Cough is Assistant Professor in the School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering at University College Dublin.